My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers, YMCA chaplain, British military chaplain, and college professor. March 25th, from the contemporary version. Maintaining the proper relationship. The friend of the bridegroom. John 3:29. Goodness and purity should never be traits that draw attention to themselves. It should simply be magnets that draw people to Jesus Christ. If my holiness is not drawing others to Him, it is not the right kind of holiness. It is only an influence which awakens undue emotions and evil desires in people and diverts them from heading in the right direction. A person is a beautiful saint, can be a hindrance in leading people to the Lord by presenting only what Jesus has done for him, instead of presenting Jesus Christ himself. Others will be left with this thought: what a fine person that man is. That is not being a true friend of the bridegroom. I am increasing all the time. He is not. To maintain this friendship and faithfulness to the bridegroom, we have to be more careful than have the moral and vital relationship to him above everything else, including obedience. Sometimes there is nothing to obey, and our only task is to maintain a vital connection with Jesus Christ, seeing that nothing interferes with it. Only occasionally is it a matter of obedience. At those times, when a crisis arises, we have to find out what God's will is. Yet most of our life is not spent in trying to be consciously obedient, but in maintaining this relationship, being the friend of the bridegroom. Christian work can actually be a means of diverting a person's focus away from Jesus Christ. Instead of being friends of the bridegroom, we may become amateur providences of God to someone else, working against him while we use his weapons. Here ends Oswald's reading.